Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui la història és de Tiffany, la petita bruixa. I Tiffany està molt feliç perquè passarà el cap de setmana amb la seva tieta Gem. Junts ajudaran al ferrer del poble del costat a arreglar-se les seves eines trencades. Tiffany, the Helpful Witch. Tiffany sat on the tallest branch of the big tree at the bottom of her garden. Her small black cat Atto sat on her knee, and Tiffany's broomstick was balanced on the branch in front of her. Tiffany could look down through the trees and see her mum's pretty garden. She could look up into the sky and see fluffy white clouds in the blue sky, or across the treetops to the mountain and the village where her Auntie Gem lived. Auntie Gem lived in a magical village, and sometimes Tiffany was allowed to visit. Auntie Gem taught Tiffany lots of new magic when she visited. Today was the spring solstice, and Tiffany was going to spend a whole weekend with Auntie Gem. Tiffany looked at her watch. It was nearly 6 o'clock. Auntie Gem would be here soon. Tiffany got on her broom and flew down from the tree. 2 minutes later, Auntie Gem arrived, and together they flew across the valley to the magical village. They landed in Auntie Gem's garden.
"What are we going to do first, Auntie Gem?"
asked Tiffany. Her aunt explained that she was going to teach Tiffany a couple of new spells and that she would be able to practice a lot. As it was such a lovely day, Gem spread a blanket on the grass in the garden, and they sat facing each other. Gem picked up a striped bag and tipped the contents out onto the blanket in front of Tiffany. Everything was broken. A lot of the things were tools, which were chipped.
"These tools belong to the blacksmith in the next village. He's been having bad luck and does not have the money to buy new tools. He is a good man, and we are going to help him. I took these tools last night after he went to bed, and today we shall return them and they will be perfect."
Auntie Gem explained that the spell was called Fix It. It was very simple. First, she had to look at each tool and identify the problem. Then she only had to concentrate hard and touch her wand to the tool 4 times very quickly and say, "Fix it." After a few false starts, Tiffany was able to repair the tools. She worked her way through the pile, and in 30 minutes, she was done. Tiffany and Auntie Gem mounted their brooms. Auntie Gem carried the bag with the tools, and they flew to the next village, to the blacksmith's workshop. They entered the smithy, and Gem waved her wand, causing the tools to fly to the shelves. On Monday morning, when the blacksmith came to the smithy to work, he would have a wonderful surprise.